Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Ahoy, mates. Welcome aboard another voyage of Pirate Money Radio, the show that sails against the storms of fiat tyranny, cultural confusion, and counterfeit ideas to chart a course toward liberty, security, and values built on biblical truth. I'm your captain, Kevin Freeman, author of Pirate Money, coming to you from the heart of Texas. And today we have a special live in-studio guest who is on the front lines of defending faith and freedom where it matters most at the local level. Joining me is Colby Wiltsy, CEO of Citizens Defending Freedom. Colby, welcome aboard.
Kevin, thank you for having me.
You know, I hear Citizens Defending Freedom. We as Americans too often want to just outsource that. No, we'll hire somebody to do that. You know, that's what the government's for. They defend our freedom or whatever. But you've actually found a place to get individuals who say, I'm fed up and I want to fix things, and they're citizens, and help channel them the right direction with truth, with resources, with integrity, with a love for America and a love for Christ.
Absolutely. Yes. And I was actually one of those citizens at one point. You know, before I got involved with Citizens Defending Freedom, I had a career in oil and gas. And when I saw what took place in 2020, I saw the just tyranny on another level. I saw government overreach, and I saw that what was happening to our country during that time with the election process being stolen, and just, you know, the BLM movement and Antifa and burning down our streets. I just knew that I wasn't involved in the fight like I should. And I began praying and asking God how I could get involved. And because I care about my country, I care about my kids' future. And I knew that I needed to do more as a Christian man than just kind of work in oil and gas and collect a paycheck. And so when I started praying and asking God, he opened the door for me to get involved with Citizens Defending Freedom back in 2021.
Oh, that's powerful. For those who may not be familiar, what exactly is Citizens Defending Freedom?
Yeah, so Citizens Defending Freedom, we're really an organization that is the so what. So when a parent, you know, when a mom sees that something's going wrong in her local, in the public school, and she goes to the school board and she's got 3 minutes and a microphone, and, you know, she's up against this school board that's staring back at her, she needs resources. She needs help. She needs to know that there's a team out there that has her back. And so we exist for that mom. We exist for pastors. We exist for churches, and give them the tools and support they need to empower them to defend their freedom at the local level, you know, in the areas of education, election integrity, and faith.
Well, you used the term, our election process was hijacked. And I think that's a fair term. Actually, you said stolen. I'll say hijacked, but it's the same basic idea. We're not saying or ruling that the election, by the way, should have gone this way or that way or whatever. We're saying the process was stolen. And the process being stolen includes, we're going to change all the rules last minute. Mm-hmm. We're going to have, you know, the media will allow you to say these things, but won't allow you to say those things. If you say Hunter Biden, that was his laptop and he did all these disgusting things, you got shut down, shut off. It wasn't true, even though it was true. That's what I mean by hijacked. We don't want to control. Well, the complaint is against election integrity people is, oh, well, if you don't think the election went your way, then you're going to complain and say it was stolen. That's not what we're saying. We're saying the process literally was hijacked.
Right. And there's a lot of inconsistencies and opportunities for what I would say is cheating. One of the biggest things that we saw is the mail-in ballots. I mean, I think that's one of the biggest issues that we have. I think mail-in ballots should be regulated to those who are serving in our country overseas, those with legitimate disabilities that can't make it to the polls. But we saw on a scale, an unprecedented scale, of just mail-in ballots pouring in even after the polls were closed that determined a lot of races. Late into the night, early into the next morning, and that was very concerning, and it, in many ways, kind of obvious what was taking place, in my mind.
Well, now the Supreme Court's ruled that if a state wants to allow ballots to arrive 5 days later, they can be counted. What do you think of the ruling?
I don't agree with that. I think that we've got the ability to go ahead and determine who won that race the night of the election. I think it's very possible. And I think if you actually go to our website, we have a resource called Clean Up the Mess. It's a whole website dedicated to solutions that we offer to how we can implement that at the local level to make sure that there is integrity in our elections and keep them clean.
All right, so cleanupthemess.com if people want to learn more. Is that what it is?
Let me go right here. You can go to our citizensdefendingfreedom.com, and it is backslash, I think it's, let me look right here. Backslash mess framework.
Mess framework.
But if you just go to citizensdefendingfreedom.com and go to our resource library, you'll see it.
Okay, so if you want to learn more, that's a place to go. Here's the relevant biblical truth, and God wants honesty and integrity, and you have a question. It undermines the integrity of a system if you've got mail-in ballots coming for 5 days afterwards. What would be wrong with saying, okay, mail-in ballots, as long as they arrive by election day, they get counted? And you'd say, universal, we're going to make that true for everybody. You want to mail in a ballot, you got to mail it in early enough that it's going to arrive on time.
Yeah, I mean, if it arrives on time and the right people are filling it out, you know, that's the other caveat that I see. Yeah, so, you know, if you've got people that are overseas, that are serving in our country, people with legitimate disabilities, I think that in those cases, that, yeah, if a mail-in ballot comes in on time and the right people are filling it out, then it's, I think it should be counted
legitimate. And you should have to, request a mail-in ballot and explain the circumstances why, rather than we're going to mail ballots to everybody, because you could easily go and steal them from mailboxes. You could show up at the house and grab the ballot or whatever. You can go to nursing homes and grab the ballots and vote them how you want to. And that undermines the integrity of the system. And protecting the integrity of the system is in the interest of the United States.
Absolutely. When you open it up to universal mail-in ballot, I mean, there's so many ways. People could fill them out and mail them in for somebody that's not in their right mind, or they could do that in large batches. So yes, we need to shore up and put regulations in place around that.
For the integrity of the system, so people believe I'm voting and my vote counts. And there are a lot of people who don't believe it, so they don't vote. And so the people who want to game the system literally take over the system. This is really important. All right, there's a relevant scripture here, Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. If we have been given freedom in this country, we should not go back into bondage by giving up our liberty and our right to vote as a citizen.
Amen. Amen. And you know, I find it fascinating that a lot of the things, you know, we work a lot with pastors and churches as well. And a lot of pastors will kind of hide behind the idea of separation of church and state. You know, they kind of mix that up of what that really meant. You know, when you look at the historical context of that, you know, Thomas Jefferson was writing a letter to the Annabelle Baptist. And at the time, he wasn't saying that churches couldn't get involved in governance, but what he was saying is the government didn't have the right to infringe upon the church. And so when you kind of misunderstand history, you put it in context, yes, I believe we have a duty as Christians, just as our founders believe, that we have a duty to uphold liberty. The God-given liberty that we've been given is fragile. It's hanging in the balance, and it is so precious, not just liberty in general, but just the liberty that comes in Christ. And so I believe we have an obligation as Christians in America to stand for, preserve, and protect those freedoms, not only for ourselves, but for our children and our grandchildren and generations to come.
That is our inheritance that we are to pass on. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people who want to take that inheritance away from you. They want to steal it. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. And a lot of times he uses money to do it. And so people will sell out their nation for money and so forth. There are only three things you can do with your money. You can give it, you can spend it, or you can invest it. Here at Pirate Money Radio, we work to explain solutions that support all three areas in a way that promotes liberty, security, and values. Patriot Mobile, it's a mobile phone company, supports the Pirate Money radio program. Patriot Mobile uses U.S. carriers, including AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, and operates on both Apple and Android phones. More information about the Economic War Room and Patriot Mobile is available at piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. That's piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. And we're talking with Colby Wiltsey. We're talking about preserving our liberties and the responsibilities we have as citizens. If you're a citizen, you have a responsibility to preserve this liberty and to pass it on to future generations. And you need to do that with your money, with your ballot. You need to do that with your sharing with other people and with your education system. These are the challenges that we're facing in America today. Will we keep another 250 years for future generations? Liberty hangs in the balance, and that's what we'll be talking about when we come back right after this break.
Every day across the globe, big business agendas go unseen by investors. Things that go against your core values and beliefs. It's time to know your investments. Abortion. Alternative lifestyles, gender and identity confusion. If you believe in protecting marriage and life, children, innocence, guarding masculinity, restoring families, defending religious liberty, invest with your values. Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
I'm joined by Colby Wiltsey, the CEO of Citizens Defending Freedom. And I met Colby as a part of a Liberty Pastors event. I attend a lot of those and speak at most of them. And there are familiar names there. Paul Blair of Liberty Pastors we've had on this program. Rick Green of Patriot Academy. Art Alley of Timothy Plan. They've all been guests on this show. And they're all a part of something you're working on with Citizens Defending Freedom, called the Remnant Alliance. What is the Remnant Alliance, and why is it important right now for biblical liberty?
Yeah, so when we got together a few years ago, we formed what's called the Remnant Alliance. And basically, it's an umbrella. It's a coalition of faith-based organizations coming together and utilizing their unique gifts and resources to work together to defend liberty across the country and really awaken and activate the church to do that. We know that if the body of Christ would step into its role, there's enough Christians out there that we could literally turn this thing around in probably two election cycles. But the Remnant Alliance exists for just that. You know, we have kind of what we do at CDF, Paul Blair, incredible ministry with Liberty Pastors, you know, going to that conference and educating those pastors. There's nothing like it. I haven't seen anything like it ever, and it's just incredible to be a part of that. And then, of course, Rick Green with Patriot Academy and what he does with biblical citizenship. And so all of our organizations working together to form a coalition, because I'll tell you, Kevin, it's what the radical leftist does so well. They form coalitions, and they're organized, they're on mission, and they are well-funded. And that's something that I don't think Christians do, and we should take that formula as Christians, as different organizations, form a coalition, pull our resources together in Christ, and go and empower the church to take back this country for God.
Yeah, and there's one more in there, Salt and Light Council with Dran Reese, and at your church, you could have a Salt and Light Council that incorporates all of those. So you've got the pastor through Liberty Pastors, then you've got the lay people through the Salt and Light Council, and then the young people in Patriot Academy, and then Citizens Defending Freedom, where you step in a lot of ways and support all of those with access to legal information, with resources if you want to go, like you said, before the school. Can you imagine how frightening? I've been before school boards and city councils, and you get 2 minutes in the microphone, and that's it, and you want to make all your case. it's almost an impossible task to do unless you have the power of the Holy Spirit and you know that you have people standing with you.
Absolutely. And that's where Citizens Defending Freedom comes in. You know, we one of the other elements of our ministry is we're connected to legal partners. One of those is Remnant Law. And we've had incredible testimonies and success of helping citizens when they've had to go to the mic and they've got their mic shut off, or a pastor that got caught in a defamation lawsuit just for educating his congregation on what candidates were on the ballot. You know, we've actually helped a pastor in New Braunfels that organized a Trump train back in 2020 and wasn't even there. And the Biden administration came after him, cited the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan law, said that their Biden tour bus at the time when they were touring during the election said that their lives were threatened, which was absolutely ridiculous. They mobilized the they mobilized 31 Soros-backed attorneys out of Washington, D.C. to come down on this pastor, his family, his church, and five other families that were involved in this lawsuit. And by God's providence, we got a hold of Remnant Law. We worked with some of our other allied attorneys, came in. We have some generous donors. God provided all the needs. And in the 11th hour, we were able to, with little resources, it was definitely a David and Goliath story, and get this pastor exonerated. And it was really an effort to silence pastors across the country. It was to set an example, but God came through with the victory in the 11th hour.
You know, and it reminds me, I saw the movie Young Washington recently and The Great Awakening and all that. This in 250 years ago would have been subjects defending freedom because they weren't citizens. They were subjects of the king, at least from the king's standpoint. But these were the patriots. And the reason that I think you can win with limited resources is the Constitution, if you interpret it properly, is on your side. All right, we're talking about Remnant Alliance, Preserving America, with the great Colby Wiltsey, the CEO of Citizens Defending Freedom. Let's talk about protecting families, and we'll do that right after this break.
Gold holds its value far better than the US dollar. Let's see what happens when I go in this sweet shop and pay with gold.
Can I pay with gold?
Find out how much it costs.
Do you know why I'm even using gold?
I do not.
It holds its value over time.
Yeah.
But it's a bit difficult to spend, isn't it? Do you take this?
Yes.
That's MasterCard. Yeah, but I'm actually going to pay with gold, believe it or not. Using
really?
This. Using this. That's my MasterCard and it's linked to my gold wallet. So let's just watch that. Authorizing. Yeah, add a tip.
Thank you.
So this is your store?
Yes, sir.
And how much gold did I pay?
0.2243 grams.
Yeah, success. Bought with gold, paid with glint.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yes, and last week we talked about Supreme Court rulings and how they will impact you. And they made some great rulings, you know, that men should not be in women's sports. If a state says a man cannot enter a woman's sport and compete there, the state has a right to do that. That's a good ruling. They had other rulings, disagreed with a little bit on mail-in ballots and birthright citizenship. But that idea that a state can say men are men and women are women and we're going to keep them separate in sports, that defends women and that defends families and that defends Judeo-Christian values. And Citizens Defending Freedom is an organization that stepped in to help protect an understanding that God created male and female. It's in the Bible. It's in our biology. This is where the science and the Bible 100% agree, and anybody that's rational, reasonable, and honest will accept, yes, God's word and science are in 100% agreement on this. And I think wherever science disagrees with the word of God is because science hasn't caught up yet and eventually will catch up. But we've got Colby Wiltse from Citizens Defending Freedom. You're very active, Colby, in protecting children and families and biblical values. Why is that such a critical battle we're facing today?
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, because you said it earlier, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And when he wants to destroy anything that reflects God's creation, and we know that God is the author of the family, he's the author of our identity, that you said it, there is no confusion. He made them male and female. It's right there in Genesis, right? And so that Satan wants to attack that. He wants to tear that down. I think that strong families are the fabric that holds strong nations together. I think if you can disrupt the family unit, if you can confuse people, if you can come in and tear that institution down, then you really put a kink in the armor of a nation. But if you have healthy families, then you have healthy communities. And if you have healthy communities, then you have healthy churches. If you have healthy churches, then you've got healthy states. And if you've got healthy states, then you've got a healthy nation. So one of the ways that we're addressing this, and I think you said it, we've got men identifying as girls and competing in women's sports. And it's crazy that we're living in this time right now. But I think one of the biggest crises that feeds into this identity, you know, you've got the transgender movement, the LGBTQ, is fatherlessness. Fatherlessness is one of the biggest crises in America, and the numbers don't lie. As a matter of fact, America, as a nation, we lead the world in fatherless homes. 1 in 4 children don't have a dad. 1 in 4 children.
And you could trace this directly back to policy.
Yes.
Policy under the Johnson administration. You can also look at communist goals. Communist manifesto wants to abolish the family. The goal is to destroy families, steal, kill, destroy. God made family, and so Satan hates family.
Absolutely. And those policies back in the 60s to incentivize fatherlessness, particularly in lower income communities, where they made it to where, okay, if you have a kid and dad's not in the home, then we're going to give benefits to mom and the kid. So the more kids you have, the more kind of government money you got. And I'll tell you, Kevin, you probably know this, but right now, the fatherlessness crisis is not just a millions of dollars a year that it's costing the taxpayer, it's in the billions. It's an economic crisis as well, because we're funding all these programs. We have kids that didn't grow up with a dad and they're caught up in the prison system. 85% of youth in prison are incarcerated or because they didn't have a dad. So this is a spiritual crisis, this is an identity crisis, and this is also an economic crisis in America.
And we're not condemning people who are born without a father in the home. I mean, we had the great Ben Carson on this program, on our July 4th program. He was born without a father in his home. His father had two families going on, but he found a spiritual father. And there is hope for all of those who are born without a father in the home. You have a father. It's a heavenly father. God loves you, and he wants wonderful things for your life. And you can turn to him and gain truth from his word. And you get surrogate fathers, and the church can fill that role. This is a very important thing Citizens Defending Freedom is doing for our future and the future of America's families and the future of liberty throughout the world. All right, we've got another longer segment with you, Colby. This one was a short one. We'll come back and we'll be talking with Colby Wiltse about local accountability, religious freedom, and economic liberty. We'll be right back after this break.
Some wireless companies say that they stand for something. What exactly do they stand for, and why won't they say it out loud? Let me tell you what Patriot Mobile stands for. They stand for the lives of the unborn. They stand for the Second Amendment and the right to protect yourself and your family. They stand for our veterans and first responders who sacrifice so much for our freedom. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile today and support a company that doesn't just say they stand for something, but one that stands for the things that matter the most.
Whoa. Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Yeah, and we're talking about some of the challenges we have in America. We still believe America is the greatest country on the face of the earth. We believe God created this country and used patriotic citizens, subjects at the time, to help defend freedom and bring this about. And it's a great hope for mankind. But it's only going to be great as long as we're good. And that is a quote commonly attributed to Alexis de Tocqueville: America will be great as long as America is good, essentially. And helping keep America good are the people. We the people. Is this a government of the people, by the people, and for the people? Or is this a government of the bureaucracy and the elected officials? And then pretty soon they sell out to others. Why is it so important that we be and remain involved as citizens? It is because that's the only way to preserve liberty. And religious liberty is a big part of that. It's under pressure in a lot of places. Colby, how does defending it at the local and state level ultimately protect our economic freedom, honest weights and measures, and the ability of families and businesses to thrive? Why is it important to fight at the local level?
100%, because most of the battles that we see that play out on a national stage, they all start at the local level. That's where the rubber meets the road. And I will tell you that as a citizen in your community, that's where your vote has the most weight. When we go around and part of what we do is we have a four-step process called a faith in action. So when we come into a church, obviously the first thing we want to do is we want to connect with these pastors, get them to understand the spiritual battle, the political battle that we're in. But the second thing we do is after they've established a Salt and Light ministry or civic ministry, we come in and we work with their leadership and we provide them what we call a community needs analysis. And it's kind of like a high-grade intel report, and it's a risk assessment of their entire community. What's going on? What are the threats? What are the opportunities? One of the trends that we see all the time, Kevin, is that at the local level, in your school board races, in your city council races, the margin of victory is so small that if Christians, if churches, even medium-sized, smaller churches would just register their people to vote, run a God-fearing candidate for office, and they mobilized, they could win almost every single election. I've seen elections that were won by 4 votes. And I'll give you an example. El Paso, Texas. They had a school board. We went in. They had 2 ran unopposed and 2 had opponents. But the church didn't even know there was a school board race. All the people that got put on the school board were supported by the LGBTQ organizations, NGOs, the Young Democrat Association, all these different organizations, and that directly feeds, and they were backed by the teachers' unions, which is another whole conversation of itself. But the fact is that 2 of those races, nobody even ran against them. They walked right in. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean for El Paso's education, public education system? They are going to get people sitting on a school board that make decisions for their curriculum that go into that school. And what we've seen in schools is we've seen SEL. We've seen sitting on the shelves of the libraries, the indecent, explicit sexual material that is there. And a lot of these decisions can be made, these curriculums and these decisions that can be made are made by the school board. But if you put the wrong people in a position of authority, then you're going to reap the disaster of what that is, what that can mean for our kids in public education. And so what we want to do is put people in an office that have a biblical worldview, that fear God, that care about the welfare of children, that care about the economics of your city. You know, do you want somebody running your city council making decisions for you as a taxpayer that doesn't that just spends like crazy? They don't value money. They're not good stewards of the resources God has given us. What does that mean for your community? That puts you in debt. That creates all kinds of problems for the taxpayer. We can no longer afford to have the problems we have in this country is because there is an assault on religious liberty, and because God-fearing people aren't stepping up and the church isn't coming alongside and really voting their values, putting people in office that share those values, that care about the things that we should care about as a nation, right? And so I see that all the time.
You cannot outsource your liberty. You have to be involved. The minimum level of involvement, the minimum level of involvement is to be informed and vote properly. Yes. But what you're suggesting is, because we're a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, you need to be involved. So maybe you run for office, or maybe you find someone and encourage them to run for office. And I think of Doug Bankson, a pastor in Florida, who was met with this challenge as a pastor, and he decided, you know what, I'm going to run for the state legislature. And he did. And then we approached him with, hey, here's biblical money. It's called pirate money. And we gave him a book, and he said, I'll sponsor that legislation. Passed unanimously in the state of Florida because he was such a powerful advocate of it. You've got another example that our mutual friend Steve tells about a mayoral yes. candidate. Share about that.
Yeah, Pastor Jack Hillegoss, great man of God. He actually was convicted after going to a Liberty Pastors Conference.
Convicted meaning convicted in his heart, not sentenced to prison convicted.
Correct. He was convicted by the Holy Spirit that he needed to step up and do more. As a matter of fact, Jack tells it way better, but he was convicted he needed to run for mayor. And so you kind of the system of going to Liberty Pastors, understanding the history of our country, Jack ran for office, mobilized his church. They started a Salt and Light ministry. They did research and they found out like what precincts they needed to hit. And with the church mobilizing, getting out, Jack came into office. And absolutely incredible. Pastor Jack is now the mayor of Lake Wells, Florida. And the first thing he did, this is awesome. The first thing he did is when he got into office, he made June Responsible Fatherhood Month. He made it. It wasn't that we weren't going to recognize all this other stuff. He wanted to take back that area and not recognize Pride Month in Lake Wells, but instead replace it with Responsible Fatherhood Month. And because of what he did, it's incredible. Because of what he did, it had a ripple effect. So now the other cities in the county have done away with Pride Month, and they've adopted Responsible Fatherhood Month. The county commissioner's court, they adopted Responsible Fatherhood Month, and school boards are adopting Responsible Fatherhood Month and doing away with Pride Month. So I love it. It's like courage is contagious, because when he made that decision, of course, the left, the LGBT community, they came out, they came to the microphone. I went back and actually watched the footage from that city council meeting when he did that. That man sat there and took verbal abuse. He took verbal bullet after bullet, but he stood on the word of God. He knew what he was going to do. And when they all got done speaking, he said, thank you for coming. Thank you for sharing passionately about what you believe. But we are still going to pass Responsible Fatherhood Month in Lake Wells, Florida. And that's really the birth of our Responsible Fatherhood Toolkit. So it's an incredible story. And he's been reelected, and that city and that community has benefited and flourished under his leadership.
Well, you know, and when he did that, it wasn't just biblical basis, it was constitutional basis, because he was educated on what the authority is. This nation, we think of, oh, you know, it's just another nation. No, it's unique in history in that a group of founding fathers got together and said, we're going to create, based on biblical truth, a constitution that is unique, and it is worth celebrating because it gives us the ability as citizens to defend our own freedom. We are not subjects of some royal power somewhere else. And we are, as Bill Federer will teach us, we are the sovereign. The people are the king of America under God's authority, but the people are the king, and he's done that. It's stayed true and effective. We do not have to bow down. And if we citizens will stand up and defend, we can do that. All right, I want to close with this for this section. Support for this program comes from Glint. It's a financial technology service offering a debit card and a mobile app that enables users to access their gold holdings for everyday purchases. With Glint, users maintain ownership of allocated physical gold, which is stored in a managed vault. At the time of a transaction, gold is sold in real time to cover the purchase amount in local currency. Glint offers an alternative way to store and use the value, combining gold and silver with modern payment infrastructure. Glint clients can monitor their gold balance, view transaction history, and manage their account through the Glint app, available on major mobile platforms. More details about how vaulted physical gold can be used as money are available at glintpay.com/gold247. Again, that's glintpay.com/gold247. Glint, providing access to modern gold for modern spending. And we've got Colby Wiltse. We've got another block. We're going to talk about some practical tools he will give you that you can defend your freedom with. We'll be right back.
I'm outside Babe's, which I'm told is the quintessential chicken restaurant here in Roanoke, Texas. Let's go and see if we can buy the food in here, chicken with gold.
This is gonna be the fried chicken.
This is unbelievable. How am I gonna fit all this in? I seriously actually don't know how to begin with this. This is so overwhelming.
Do
you think I can pay with gold?
I don't know, you may have to ask the cashier, I don't handle it.
Can I pay with gold? But actually, you said I could pay with this? Okay, I'm gonna pay with this, but I'm gonna pay with gold. So look at the price of gold going up. That's pretty cool, yeah? Right, this is Babe's, yeah? How much gold did I pay, gold? How many grams?
0.26.
0.26, quarter of a gram of gold. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Success! Bought with gold, paid with Glint.
Some wireless companies say that they stand for something. What exactly do they stand for, and why won't they say it out loud? Let me tell you what Patriot Mobile stands for. They stand for the lives of the unborn. They stand for the Second Amendment and the right to protect yourself and your family. They stand for our veterans and first responders who sacrifice so much for our freedom. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile today and support a company that doesn't just say they stand for something, but one that stands for the things that matter the most.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Can you imagine if in your community a pastor attends something to teaches him about the Constitution and about the rights that we have as citizens and what we can do to defend it? And you say, I don't like this going on in my little city, and I want to see if we can't make a change. And you get elected because you use some tools that allow you to express your voice and your church to express their voice. And next thing you know, it's not a Pride Month. It is a Responsible Fatherhood Month in the month of June in your little town. And then other towns pick it up and say, I want to do that too. And it starts a grass fire movement of liberty. Can you imagine that? Well, what made that possible? How did that happen? It's a part of a remnant alliance. It's part of Liberty Pastors, which we've talked about. It's a part of Salt and Light Ministries and Patriot Academy and Citizens Defending Freedom. And we've got Colby Wiltse, the CEO of CDF, here to tell us about some of the things that we can do in our nation. There's a toolkit. If listeners want to learn more, where do they go and what is there when they get there?
Absolutely. So if you go to citizensdefendingfreedom.com and access our resource library, you will see we have close to 100 tools right there. And one of my favorite tools, and we've talked about this already on the show, but is the Responsible Fatherhood Toolkit. And that is a great example of a way that you can literally go there, download this toolkit. It has an education portion, and then it has a take action portion, because at CDF, we don't want to just educate you on the issues. We want to give you the tools to take action, to take your community back. And so the Responsible Fatherhood Toolkit is incredible. And we've had such success this year. We've really gotten this in the hands of pastors and mobilized them across all of the six states that we're in. And we have passed over 50 Responsible Fatherhood proclamations in cities and counties across Georgia, Florida, Texas, Virginia, Michigan, and New Mexico. It's just been incredible to see how the pastors have come out and gotten behind this initiative and to see the response from the city councils and the elected officials embracing it. It's been a great way to connect pastors and citizens with their community leaders and do something that's meaningful, that has an impact in their community, and something that everybody can get behind. And as a matter of fact, Kevin, Ron DeSantis, he actually adopted some of the proclamation language from our Responsible Fatherhood Toolkit and made June Responsible Fatherhood Month, Faith, Family, Freedom, and Responsible Fatherhood Month in the state of Florida.
That's awesome. And we're not talking toxic patriarchy, which is, by the way, what the left is going to do. Oh, it's just a patriarchal thing. No, we're talking responsible father. You're literally saying, essentially, you know, the old Spider-Man, which is based on the biblical truth, you know, with great power must also come great responsibility. You know, to whom much is given, much is required. There's a role fatherhoods have. They're responsible. Fathers are not. If you're a good father, and I've you know, father, we've got two beautiful daughters, Marnie and I, and we've raised them, and we're very proud of them. It is not about being the boss and the king and bring me my slippers. It is about being responsible and carrying the weight of the family. It is my responsibility. And something happens when you become a dad. We talked about this last night at dinner. When you become a dad, you're supposed to feel this, and you have a responsibility for those children that, just like moms are super moms, and I love them and appreciate them, but dads have a role and a responsibility too. And that's been denied by our society as we've really cast men aside. It is something, an opportunity. And this toolkit is amazing. If you want to be a great father, if you want to be a great citizen, you're going to need to capture the toolkit, and just across the board, how do you research your ballot? How do you defend your medical freedom? How do you pray for educators? All of those things are in this toolkit. Tell us again where we can download it and see it.
Go to citizensdefendingfreedom.com and visit our resources tab, and you'll have access to our full resource library. And there's everything in there, from prayer guides, how to contact your legislators, even how to attend a public meeting. Maybe you've never been to a city council meeting or a school board meeting. We have toolkits for that, like how to go and approach, how to talk to your local officials, how to take notes. Just even down, we want to make civics simple.
This is a how to be a good citizen and defend freedom so your children have the same opportunities, your grandchildren, future generations. America can be that shining city on a hill, not just for the past 250, but 250 more years. CDF, Colby Wiltsie. We'll be right back. We're going to cover a little bit more and give you some hope.
Washington said paper money opens the door to every species of fraud and injustice. Jefferson said paper is poverty. Hamilton said to emit an unfunded paper as the sign of value ought not to continue a formal part of the Constitution. The founders hated paper money, so they put a pirate money clause in the Constitution for our state to use. Learn more at transactionalgold.com.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, I'm talking with Colby Wiltsie, and I want to just have you go back. Imagine what it was like 5-6 years ago when we were in the middle of the pandemic. Everything was shut down. You were told you can't go to work. You were told that you are mandated to take this vaccine. You're told that the government can determine what you're allowed to do, whether or not you can leave your home, and whether you can go to your job site, or whether you can sell a product or do this. And by the way, you stay at home and we'll pay you money, we'll send you money. And of course, that resulted in massive inflation that we're dealing with now. And it was a moment of great despair. And trust the science, we are the scientists. We will tell you what election results can be. We will tell you everything. And you're sitting there feeling absolutely helpless. And that's where you were, Colby, feeling helpless, and you found CDF and really have built it into an amazing, amazing organization. What gives you hope? Why would you do that, not just roll up in a ball and cry in the corner?
Well, for one, my hope is in Jesus Christ. I put my trust and hope in Him and His Word. I see patterns in Scripture over and over and over again that when God calls Christians into a situation and he tasks them with something, that he will show up and bring about the miracle and the deliverance. And so I've seen that in CDF time and time again, where when citizens, Christians, when we put on the full armor of God and we stand against the devil's schemes and we go out and we become salt and light in our community, it has an impact. It can make a difference. I think a lot of times people just say, oh man, the problem's too great. It's way too big. I don't even know where to start. Well, you can start with, you know, subscribing, coming to Citizens Defending Freedom, getting a hold of us. We'll show you how to do this stuff. But for me, that's what it was. I just needed to kind of step in and get involved. I call it suiting up and showing up. And the moment I began showing up to all my city council meetings, showing up to every school board meeting, showing up to all the commissioners court meeting, getting to know my elected officials, studying the agenda, really paying attention to what was going on and the decisions were being made, it did not take long, Kevin, for me to figure out where I needed to step in and begin having those conversations and even stepping in and dealing with shining the light and dealing with corruption. And in our community, we had a Soros-backed district attorney that was using his seat of authority to really just really use it for corruption and drug, all these different elements. And there was a lot of injustice. There was people in pain. But stepping in Texas, I was able to step up as a citizen and use the local code chapter 87, which gives the citizen the right to remove an elected official based on official misconduct, incompetency, drunkenness on the job, or failure to give bond. This particular Soros DA, he met 3 out of the 4 criteria. But what's amazing is that we got our attorneys involved. We stepped up. We put together a petition for removal. We took him to trial, and he ended up resigning. But what's incredible about that story isn't the fact that we were able to get a Soros-backed DA. I give all glory to God. He actually, in the background, he had a lieutenant that was over 7 chapters of a local gang unit that would report to him. Through a series of events, that individual ended up coming to one of our CDF pastors' churches. One of the pastors we work with gave his life to Christ, got baptized, and was so fired up. You know how it is when God comes into your heart, you just have to run and tell everybody, like the woman at the well, right? Yeah. So he ran and he started witnessing to all the gang members in those 7 chapters, and revival broke out. And so what happened is, as we stepped in and did our part and were obedient to God on the civic side, God brought about a miracle on the back end. A revival broke out in the gang units. We since brought in a different DA, and justice has been restored. True justice, biblical justice, was restored in that moment. And that's a credible testimony of the power of God and just having the courage to live out your convictions.
Having done all to stand, stand therefore. And how do you do it? You put on the whole armor of God. That's what you say by suiting up and showing up. You put on the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the sandals shod with the gospel of peace, and you carry the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. That's our challenge, is to obey the word of God. And that is our purpose. That's what Citizens Defending Freedom, that's what Pirate Money Radio is about. We suit up and show up, and we bring the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations. All right, if you're with AFR, thank you for joining us. Stay faithful, stay free. But if you're, that's for Real Life Network. If you're with AFR, hang with us. We've got one more segment. We'll be right back after this break. Here's a $10 bill. It's got the picture of Alexander Hamilton on the front of it. You know, it's kind of sad. When I was 10 years old, everything that I could buy for a dollar now costs about $10. That's the cost of inflation. It's just paper. It's not backed by anything. You can't exchange it for gold and silver. You used to, but you can't do that anymore. And that's unfortunate. You know, pirates wouldn't accept this. Pirates, they wanted gold and silver. Patriots, the founders of this nation, also wanted gold and silver coin. In fact, they put a provision in the Constitution, 17 words, that said states could only make gold and silver coins tender within the states. That's why I wrote this new book, Pirate Money, Discovering the Founders' Hidden Plan for Economic Justice and Defeating the Great Reset. It will explain exactly the history of money and exactly why gold and silver coins can be made modern with new technology and a useful monetary system. PirateMoneyBook.com.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, I'm joined by Colby Wiltsey, and we've had the opportunity to talk about Citizens Defending Freedom. We've talked about miracles that have happened in small towns in Texas and Florida, literally the two states that are necessary to preserve the liberty in the United States of America. If Florida or Texas fell, we'd have a serious problem.
Absolutely. Yeah, those we literally, if Texas, they always say, as Texas goes, so the nation goes, man. It's literally the Alamo right now. So we have to keep Texas free. We have to keep Florida free.
Yeah, Florida. I met with Governor DeSantis when I was speaking at Liberty University, and he said, if you can get Texas and Florida to do something, the whole country will follow. But if we lost one or both of those, the whole country goes down. And Citizens Defending Freedom, that those are two of your powerful states. Where else are you operating?
We are in Georgia. We are in Virginia. We are in Michigan. And we are going into New Mexico and soon to be in Oklahoma as well.
That's taking ground for the gospel. It's awesome. I'm super proud of the work that you're doing. It's phenomenal. So I just want to ask you, what gives you hope? Where do you see the future? Really, I know your trust is in Jesus, but do you think we're going to win this?
You know, I see... My hope is, and I do see good people rising up. I see the church awakening, and God always has a remnant. He always has a remnant. And so if the remnant will rise up and take its place, I think we can take this thing back for another generation or two. And I'm seeing that right now. I'm seeing with the current administration, all of the things that are being done. It's incredible. But I'm also seeing at the local level, people are standing up. They're standing up for their convictions. They're standing up for their children. And I am seeing a resurgence in the body of Christ, which gives me hope. That gives me, in you know, if you look back in our nation's history, it's revival that sparked these movements. And if we're going to see a turning of our country back to God, it starts with God's people.
And the sharing of God's word. That's why I'm thankful for Real Life Network and American Family Radio, because they're sharing God's word. All right. To learn more about Citizens Defending Freedom's resources, toolkits, faith-based voter guides, and ways to get involved locally, if you want to learn more, go to citizensdefendingfreedom.com. You can also follow their updates on social media through their podcast for ongoing encouragement in standing for faith, family, and freedom.
Amen.
Are those the right locations?
Those are the right locations. And you said something that I just want to tack on, that we also, part of our mission statement is we want to educate the American citizen on the value of the gospel of Jesus Christ and its influence on our founding. One of the biggest things that we do at Citizens Defending Freedom is we want to reach people with the gospel message of Jesus Christ while we engage. This isn't about politics. This is about the kingdom of God. And if we can reach people with the gospel message and, as our friend Charlie would say, make heaven crowded, then we will see that revival. That's the most important thing.
All right. If you got questions, prayer needs, or comments, email us at afr@piratemoneyradio.com. And pray for America to return to God's principles, the biblical liberty found in Christ. Pray for revival in church. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. And if you want to learn more about this program, go to piratemoneyradio.com. This is Kevin Freeman, guest Colby Wiltsey of Citizens Defending Freedom.